Dr. Fontanelia, how common is breast cancer in this country?
Breast cancer, unfortunately, is very common. 1 in 8 women in their lifetime will get breast cancer. The older a woman is, the higher her risks are. Family history is one component of the risk of breast cancer, but most women that have breast cancer don't have a family history of it. So it is important if women have a family history, particularly a close relative, mom, sister, grandmother, who has had breast, ovarian, colon, other cancers, to speak to their medical team about their risk. But also, it's still important for women to get their screening mammograms, even if they don't have a family history or a hereditary risk.
Are there risk factors we can control?
Most women have risks that we can change, and then there are risks that we can't change. For many women, we don't know why they get breast cancer. Being older, being a woman, is the biggest risk factor. Other things that we can change is women who exercise regularly, have a normal BMI, have a lower risk. Any extra estrogen in the body, like with hormone replacement therapy or birth control pills with estrogen, increase risk. So limiting those is helpful. And then screening to not reduce the risk of getting breast cancer, but for catching it early when the treatments are most effective.
Does diet play a part?
Absolutely. And I think having a normal, healthy weight is one of the things that can reduce the risk of breast cancer. And exercise and diet can both be a really important part of it. There aren't clear guidelines about the exact foods that are needed or that are best to avoid. Certainly, having lots of fruits and vegetables, having a well-balanced diet is important. Also, making sure that you're not smoking. That also is a really important part of reducing your risk.
What about alcohol?
Yes, it does. And so typically we recommend that having less than 2 to 3 drinks per week would reduce the risk. More than a few drinks a week has been associated with a higher risk of breast cancer.
It seems the guidelines for screenings change constantly. What do you recommend for women in terms of getting mammograms?
There are a variety of guidelines. There are for a specific set of women, annual or every other year. Because there are a variety of guidelines, it is really important for a woman to speak with her doctor and her team to assess her risk. Generally speaking, I recommend annual mammograms starting at the age of 40, particularly for women who have those additional risks like family history or certain other breast diseases that they may have had.
I know that having dense breasts is an issue for mammograms. Does breast density impact the risk of cancer?
It does. It does put them at slightly higher risk. And fortunately, we do have much better technology in terms of being able to detect early breast cancers, even in women who have dense breasts. Additional screening, like with an ultrasound or MRI, may be needed, or 3D mammograms, 3D tomo mammograms, which we do at St. Mary, are also very helpful in women who have dense breasts.
Does the start of a woman's period and or menopause play a part?
So women who have more estrogen exposure in their lifetime can be at higher risk of breast cancer. If you started getting your periods at a younger age, had menopause later in life, those can impact your risk. Typically, though, that is something that is a small component, and it doesn't change how often we would recommend mammograms. And it's also not something that women can change themselves. And so I like to tell my patients to focus on the things that we are able to change. And regardless of your estrogen exposure, getting the screening mammograms to catch things early.
Now, we always say catching cancer early gives you a better chance for survival. Do we have any statistics that back this up?
Absolutely. And I think their treatments for breast cancer have improved drastically over the years. And we're very fortunate that there's better treatments, safer, less side effects that are being developed. And even at more advanced stages, we have very good outcomes for some women. But overwhelmingly, the best thing is to catch it at stage 1 or stage 0, very early stage breast cancer. Many women, depending on the exact type of breast cancer they have a 95-98% chance of cure. the treatments get more advanced and more complicated as you have a more advanced stage of cancer, and also the results of it are more compromised.
And any final thoughts you'd like to share?
I think especially during this time of the pandemic, many people in general have gotten out of the habit and have not been able to do the screening things like mammograms, colonoscopies, doing their annual checkups. And we're seeing the impact of that. We're seeing that cancers are getting diagnosed later than they would have been. So I really want to encourage everyone to get back to taking care of their health, doing preventative tests, going for their annual checkups, and really taking good care of themselves so that if there is a problem, that we can catch it early.
Dr. Fontanelia, thanks for joining us.